Hello, everyone in my podcast world. Welcome to my podcast, Real Talk Kim. Here, I am excited that you are joining me today. Go ahead and subscribe to this channel. I will bless you every week. Also, share it with one of your friends. Share it with your social media platforms. I believe that God has a divine appointment for somebody through this podcast. Also, stay connected to me on my website, realtalkkim.com. I have a YouTube channel, Real Talk Kim. Subscribe. I have a free app that you can go download for your phone, and I send you out little texts throughout the day when God gives it to me. Just go to your Google Play Store, your iPhone Store, and just go find Real Talk Kim. Put it on your phone and carry me with you. So today, my sermon is called Now What? My little podcast today, God gave me this message for you today. I believe it's a divine appointment for you. Just now what? Now what? Now what, God? Now what? I've gone through a divorce. Now what? Now what? I'm facing bankruptcy. I'm facing a relationship ending. My kid's acting up. Now what? Now what? I'm having to start all over after 28 years. Now what, God? I believe today that I'm going to help you know what to do in your now what season. You know, as we wake every morning, we wake to a clean slate, deciding the day will be good or bad, and not allowing life to determine the course of action that we take. Everyone carries baggage. We all get bad diagnoses. We all fear abandonment. We all go through job loss, emotional stress. Everyone has challenges. That's the hardest thing about social media, is that everyone lets you see their highlight reels, but nobody lets you see the pain and, you know, the life, the hard seasons that they have to go through. But just trust me, everyone has challenges. We are promised that God will not leave us nor forsake us. So today I want us to rediscover that the way up is down. To lay hold, you must lay down, and to be filled, you must be empty. When you say you are stuck, I hear this all the time. I feel stuck. You might be finally at a point of giving up and giving God a chance to show out in your life. It isn't the easy way, but if you want a power that doesn't rise and fall with circumstances, we will tell you the power way. Today, I'm going to give you the power way. If you want a power that doesn't rise and fall with circumstances, listen up. I've got your answer. So let's look at Hebrews 12, 1 through 2. Hebrews 12, 1 through 2, and it says, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. And let us run the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. I wonder, you know, I just wonder if some of us are trying to run this race in Christ while carrying overstuffed baggage. Some of us are even staggering through the course of life with a top heavy stack of baggage. So high, we can't even see where we're going. Satan does everything he can to overload us with the baggage of the world and entangling cares of life, while God wants us to unload everything that he never gave us in the first place. I often say, it's not about the weight that you're carrying, it's how you're carrying it. Because you got to know that God's given you the grace to carry everything that's in your season right now. You know, one thing that I know with God is when you serve our God, everything in the end is going to turn out all right. And if it's not all right, it's not the end. So you got to be ahead of the devil. You got to hashtag that punk is what I call him. Hashtag punk. I always, when I wake up in the morning, my desire is that when he sees me getting up out of that bed, he's like, oh crap, she's awake. You know, I am determined not to allow the seasons of my life that I don't understand or the cares of this life that are heavy, that I know how to give my burden to the Lord. And I shift shoulders with him and I give him my burdens and he downloads his peace. See, God promises to help us bear our burden, but only if it is his burden. Huh? Think about that. How often does God show us red flags and we are over here praying for God to change the red flag? Or how often has God given us a way out and yet we go right back to that comfort level? We're so used to that deprivation and pain that we give it to God and then we go pick it back up again because it's our comfort level. And so that's a question today. How many of us are carrying a burden that he didn't give us? You know, sometimes you got to let somebody else be someone else's headache. Sometimes you got to just let go of that heartache and you got to let that heartache go. Sometimes you got to make a decision in your life that's going to hurt like hell at first, but in the end, it's going to make everything better. You know, it's almost like that heartbreak. I'm so glad that God never answered my prayers when I was praying for him to heal my 17-year marriage, because if he would have healed it, y'all, if he would have given me what I wanted, instead of letting me cry for a year in depression, now I'm so thankful that I got through it and he didn't give me my prayers. He didn't answer them the way I wanted him to, because if not, I would be still with that man, my kid's father, for 12 years. It's been 12 years, y'all, since we've been divorced. He's worse off now than he was when we were married. I would still be in that constant chaos and confusion if God would have answered my prayer. So you got to realize, man, sometimes you got to just cry a river and get over it. Sometimes you got to walk through that heartbreak because you know good and darn well it is not good for you. You've been fighting for that relationship for too long and nothing changing. You cannot force somebody to get better. And when God gives you an open door to get out, you need to stop trying to stabilize what he's shaking you free from. So you got to ask yourself, am I carrying a burden that God didn't even give me? There are two kinds of weights that we carry on our shoulders. The weight that comes to us through life, circumstances, and people, or the weight we pile on ourselves. So to become unstuck, the first thing that you got to do is, and the first thing you got to understand is, don't focus on the things that you cannot change. Stop focusing on things that you can't change. There will always be people or things, company, bosses, government rules, court decisions, that will oppose you on your journey. You will not be able to change these opposing factors without God's intervention. If you focus on those things you cannot change, you will just become weary and lose your focus on Christ. So if you can't change that situation, what do? Instead of pondering on the things and people opposing you, keep your mind centered on Jesus Christ. You know, keep your mind centered on Jesus Christ. Honestly, if you stew over things you cannot change, you will just end up with heartburn physically and spiritually. Jesus knows all about opposition. He endured it himself. You know, Apostle Paul followed his statements about laying aside every weight with a great word in Hebrews 12, 3-4. It said, for consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. You have not yet resisted to bloodshed, striving against sin. Can you imagine anything any more ludicrous than the sinless Lamb of God taking on himself all the sins of the world just to save the human race? Then those same human beings conspired together to kill him. To have the leaders of the Jewish nation conspire with leaders of the Gentile world to name him a criminal and murder him by crucifixion on the cross. Honey, he did that for you. The next thing that you got to do, the next thing that you need to do is, number two, set Jesus Christ before you and just endure. Set Jesus Christ before you and just endure. He wants us to remember him as we face our own challenges of life. This is the only way to not grow weary and faint-hearted. Remember, Hebrews 12:2 said that. When Jesus endured the cross, he did it for the joy that was set before him. His joy was twofold. One, he anticipated the joy of pleasing his Father. And two, he anticipated the joy of seeing millions of lost people coming into the kingdom of God. Frustrations over things you don't understand will quickly sap your joy and rob you of your strength. Listen to me. We serve a God who speaks worlds into existence with a single command. He is not likely to provide explanations for the endless questions we send his ways. If it isn't his word already, it's in his word. A lot of you ain't getting it because you're not opening your word. If it isn't in his word already, and if he doesn't answer a question through his Holy Spirit, we are left with an unanswered why to deal with. You know, in Acts 13:22, David asked, why? At least 29 times in the Psalms, and God called him a man after his own heart, who will do all my will. Hey, be encouraged. You are not the first person whose mind is filled with whys. I think the biggest room in your brain should be reserved for things I don't understand. Sometimes you just need to unload some weight to pick up more. The first thing you need to do is make sure you aren't carrying weight of any sins in your life. I always say this, sometimes you gotta have this imaginary box that you create in your mind. And in that imaginary box, you just put stuff you don't understand. God, I don't get it. I don't understand it, but I trust you. I don't understand why you didn't heal my child, but I trust you. I don't understand why you didn't heal my marriage, but I trust you. Listen, Jesus' blood cleanses us from all sin. Even though you want to lay aside every weight, you sometimes fail to comprehend God's power to forget. In other words, you carry the effects of sin with you when technically there are no longer yours to bear. To be free of past sins, you just accept God's forgiveness and then lay aside your sins and failures forever. If the enemy can't ensnare you in an illegitimate way by tempting you to commit some sin of commission, then he will try to ensnare you in a legitimate way through sins of omission. Listen, some of y'all are still apologizing for that abortion you had in high school. God already forgot it. Some of y'all are still asking God to forgive you for that affair you had. God's already forgot it. God's got amnesia. When you ask God to forgive you, he doesn't even remember what you're asking him to forgive. But where the enemy gets you is through condemnation. He makes you feel like you're not worthy to pray. He makes you feel like you're not worthy to come to Jesus. You are the very one that is worthy of God. That's why he got off of the throne and onto the cross and stretched his arms out wide for you. The next thing that you got to do in that now what season is number three. You got to lay aside everything that weighs you down. Lay aside everything that weighs you down. We all need to repent. That's the biblical way, to lay aside every weight and the sins that so easily ensnares us. You get down to the real you by removing the fake and setting aside your weights. So the definition to lay aside every weight means to strip off every hindrance, fling aside every encumbrance, thoughts and ways. Some weights may not stop you, but they will slow you down. The enemy will always settle for second best. If he can't stop you from serving Jesus, then slowing you down is the next best thing. He can't take you out, so what? He tries to wear you out. He will make it too difficult to run your race. You will be like the turtle coming in last instead of being the winner you were called to be. Number four thing that you got to do in your waiting. Now what? Wait season. The enemy wants to wear you out. In Daniel 7:25, Daniel said that in the end times, the Antichrist would wear out the saints of the Most High. The spirit of Antichrist is at work in the world right now. coming against us in the form of little things that keep weighing us down. They drain our creative energies and work to rob us of spiritual integrity little by little. These things don't quite qualify as sin. They are just unnecessary weights. They're unnecessary. The power to run, the power to endure, and the power to stand focused rest with our ability to unload. It begins with the wisdom of knowing what to take on and what to let go. Some of you need to just stop talking about it and get over it. Get over it. Stop rehearsing the should've, could'ves, and would'ves and get over it. Get over it. Get up. Nobody can make you move forward but you and God. Get up and get your feet moving. Even if you feel like a turtle stuck in peanut butter, get your butt up and get moving. You are not stuck because you ain't a tree. Number five thing that you got to do in your now what season is come apart in prayer or fall apart. Are you more problem conscious than power conscious? You got to get in your war room, man, and give it to God. Some of you ain't cried in so long because you're numb. Life is just beating the hell out of you. And you can't even cry anymore. You're just numb. You don't know how to pray. You just get in your prayer closet or you lay in your bed and like, read my mind. No, open your mouth and get yourself out. Jesus instructed his disciples to come aside or come apart for a while. Too often we panic when we ought to pray. We faint when we ought to faith. Satan has made it his priority to keep us from our priorities. That's why he puts depression on you. That's why he puts weariness on you. He will keep us so bogged down with things that we forget to spend time with God. We are then driven by debt, fear, and loneliness. And we let that become our idol instead of trusting God with what we can't do. We will keep it. This stuff keeps us so bogged down, man. Just so bogged down. There's people out there. I get these emails all the time from single women, single men. I just can't even. All I think about is getting married. You know, God ain't going to send you anybody into your life until you get that place of being idle, wanting a husband or a wife out of your life and put God first. You put God first and he'll bring your Boaz or your Ruth into your life. Stop concentrating on that and start doing the work of the Lord. And all of a sudden, ta-da, God's dropped that person into your life because you got busy in your purpose and stopped crying a river. You got to come apart in your prayer. You got to, man. You got to give it to God. Give it to God. Satan has made it his priority to keep us from our priorities. He will keep us so bogged down with things that we forget to spend time with God. We are then driven by debt, fear, and loneliness. Pharaoh and his taskmasters in Egypt tried to wear out the children of Israel. So to get free, you must begin unloading so you can decrease the enemy's ability to overload you. For example, David found himself between a rock and a hard place. The day he returned to Ziklag with his fighting men to find their homes in flames and every single member of their families gone. His men talked about killing him. They turned on him. The crops and animals were gone. Their homes were burned to the ground. Their wives and children were gone and no one knew who had done this. So David took time out for a prayer meeting. He didn't have a nervous breakdown or take on an unnecessary weight of guilt over something he didn't cause and something he couldn't change. David asked for his prayer shawl. What did this look like as David covered himself up with the prayer shawl and just shut down from the reality of the chaos as his fighting men watched? He just went into prayer. Everything was stacked against him. Had no idea where his loved ones were and all his possessions were taken, if they were even still alive. His men were blaming him as they grumbled and complained. David was saying, I can't listen anymore. I got to put this prayer shawl over me. I have to get a word from the Lord. He prayed until he got a word, a simple instruction from God to pursue them. And God told him, I am with you. You are not going to lose a thing. That's what God told him. Pursue them, and I'm with you. You are not going to lose a thing. Here's the plan. What if David did not know when or how to unload? Huh? He faked it instead of faking in front of all those men. The enemy has no power to harm you in and of himself. He gets his power from when you release it to him. When you have meltdowns. You know, every once in a while, it ain't a bad thing to have a meltdown. You just can't stay down. Some of you been in that meltdown for too doggone long. Get up. What do you do when life shows up and God doesn't? You focus on him anyway and load the situations into his care. Number six, what do you do? What do you do? There are some burdens. Number six, there are some burdens you cannot unload. Galatians 6 and 2 and 5 tells us to bear one another's burdens and to bear your own burdens. God permits certain things to come into our lives for a divine purpose. We know he is not the author of sickness, disease, death, or evil. And we all know that his plans for us are always good. Jeremiah 29:11. However, he does allow us to go through difficulties or face challenges that are not weights to be laid aside. These are valleys. We must walk through with the Lord at our side. I had to walk through that divorce. I had to walk through that heartbreak. I had to choose to get up and walk away from the pain. The very things we think are sent to destroy us are often sent to conform us. The very things, I gotta say it again, the very things we think are sent to destroy us are often sent to conform us to Christ's image, to build spiritual strength. So don't become bogged down in the bondage of familiar and miss the presence of God right in front of you. And you gotta remember, before there can be a feeling, there has to be an emptying. Before there can be a feeling, there has to be an emptying, and you have a part to play in your healing. You got to stop stalking those people on Facebook that have broken your heart. You can't be begging God to be a genie in a bottle and not helping him. You got to do your part. Before there can be a feeling, there has to be an emptying of all your old ways. God can't give you solutions when you are clinging to your problems and refuse to unload them. So now what? Now what? Now what? Number seven, practice the three keys of forgiveness right now. Right now. Whatever comes to your mind when I say, what do you need to forgive? Start letting it go. You got to forgive circumstances. You got to forgive people, and you got to forgive yourself. You got to forgive circumstances, forgive people, and forgive yourself. And things are about to shift in your favor. Things are about to shift in your favor. I pray that this has enlightened you. This has awakened you. Listen to it over and over again until it resonates in your spirit. Because so often, y'all, we are so used to being in a certain pattern in our life that we got to listen to stuff like this ever so often to start refilling us good and letting the bad go. So I'm praying for you. Father, I thank you right now for everyone in my podcast family, for those people that you brought in here today that just needed to know how to get through those now what seasons, those seasons that we don't understand, those seasons of the unanswered prayers. God, I thank you right now that you are giving us life abundantly, that our best is yet to come, that our greater years are right now happening. We claim it. Lord, we surrender everything over to you that is not of you in our lives, and we tell you to refill us with everything that is of you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. I love y'all so much. Make sure you share this podcast and listen, your best is yet to come. Your best days are ahead of you. And I prophesy over you right now that you are walking in the fog, the favor of God. All you needed was some wisdom and understanding. And God gave me this just for you. Your best is yet to come. God is not just going to restore everything the devil stole, but I prophesy over you that God's given you restitution, which is seven times greater. Seven times greater. God is bringing into your life seven times greater. And you know, God gave me this today on a prayer, on the prayer call. He says, I want you to tell yourself this every day when you get up. While you're waiting, you got to keep an attitude of faith and expectancy. You got to wake up every morning and say this out loud. I've come too far to give up now. My due season is coming. I will reap my harvest. Every morning, say this. Say this. I've come too far to give up now. My due season is coming, and I will reap my harvest. Now listen, stay in faith and look for his hand of blessing, because he has promised you victory and your reward is coming. I love y'all so much. I'll talk to you next week. This is Real Talk Kim. Peace out. Praying for you every day.